We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:46 here at KNSS on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas now exceeds 1 million people vaccinated for COVID-19.
Two.
Sedgwick County Sheriff Deputy arrested, facing domestic violence charges.
One.
A fourth night of unrest in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, after a police-involved killing. 10 o'clock curfew now in effect. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident. This is on I-135, and it's southbound I-135 near Hydraulic Street. They managed to get this off onto the median, but if you're exiting there, just make sure you're watching out for the vehicles that are stopped at that traffic accident. And again, it's off on the median, but good idea to go slow through that area, especially as traffic volumes increase. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Well, how about a little rain in the forecast? Partly cloudy with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 56 degrees. 100% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 41. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 90% chance for rain and a high of 47 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, northeast wind at 9 miles per hour, and 42 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, several times voted one of the best bourbon bars in America. Call to reserve a table on the patio for lunch or dinner at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. 6:49 now, Steve, make it 6:48, Steve and Ted in the morning, and stocks ended mixed Wednesday. Amid the news of the death of a controversial business figure.
A tough day for stocks as the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both edged lower. The Dow, however, closed 53 points higher. The S&P 500 was down 16 points, slipping from record levels, while the NASDAQ was off 138 as tech shares took a beating. Bernie Madoff, a fraud mastermind who ran a multi-billion dollar Ponzi scheme, died in jail, having served 10 years of a 150-year sentence. Meanwhile, Coinbase, a cryptocurrency exchange with 56 million users, went public in a direct listing on the NASDAQ. And what a debut! The company raised $100 billion. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Officials in Tennessee say Texas-based Oracle Corporation plans to bring 8,500 jobs and a $1.2 billion investment to Nashville. The Nashville mayor's office says the project is unrivaled in the history of Tennessee economic development projects. Officials say the project would create 2,500 jobs in Nashville by the end of 2027, reaching a full 8,500 jobs by the end of 2031. Big jobs going to Nashville from Oracle. Coming up on 6:50, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Your salary, how much can you keep? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted.
Ted and Steve,
you know, I had a discussion recently with about a universal $15 an hour minimum wage. Now, the biggest challenge with raising it nationally is that $15 goes a lot further in Enid, Oklahoma, than it does in New York City. Well, the money's the same, but the purchasing power is not. the cost of housing and food is not all that determines your lifestyle relative to your earnings. Taxes in different states and countries and counties can be the difference between affording fine champagne or cheap beer. Well, here's a look at I'll take the cheap beer.
Okay.
Here's a look at how much of your income you can keep depending upon where you live. Okay, let's look at a high-paid executive who makes $700,000 a year.
Yikes.
Joining the migration from high state taxes like New York and California to lower tax places like Texas or Nevada will increase the amount of earnings that the executive will get to keep. Now, the amount they'll keep can be from $300,000 in New York to $350,000 in Texas. That's 15% more almost. Well-paid British workers actually take home less than similarly paid workers in Germany and Spain. However, they eventually enjoy a comfortable pension and lifetime universal health care that may be better than other countries. Some countries and states have special programs that encourage a target population to move there. For example, France and the Netherlands grant tax exemptions to certain foreign workers and other expats. Some U.S. states will exempt income taxes on retirement income from other states. They want you to move there. When making comparisons between countries and states, take all costs into consideration. How much does it cost to travel locally, nationally, and internationally from the country or state that you choose? How much house will your dollar rent or buy? And what do the foods and activities that complete your lifestyle cost in another state or country? If you have questions or if you want help comparing that bottom line, let's talk. My number is 634-2222, and make sure you ask for Don Grant.
Don Grant, Get to Know Your Customers Day.
Oh.
Reminding businesses to reach out to patrons and get to know them better. The day is observed annually on the third Thursday of each quarter.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, we have this pretty often, and we always say, hey, wait a minute. We'll do it every quarter.
So you get out and reach out to your customers every once in a while, don't you?
Yeah.
And you go to the Good Feet store and to the,
No, those aren't our customers. Those are our partners. The customers are the people who are listening to the radio right now.
I see.
I consider them the customers. They are the people who, although they're not paying us anything, they are.
Yeah, but your customers are who you sell things to, right?
I don't sell anything except our great sound here. I'm selling that right now.
Broadcasting excellence.
Yeah, broadcasting excellence.
Okay.
That's what we sell.
We'll talk about this later.
The thing is that, of course, the airtime here is, although you can't see it, it's for sale. You can buy air.
I see. But you're not selling
it. Actually, you buy messages that we convey to you and many other listeners like you out there right now.
And you know what? You guys do it well.
And when you hear those messages,
you do it well.
You respond and then go to our advertisers and
utilize
you support us
their
that way.
Services.
So it's all kind of indirect.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
But there it is. But
okay.
We get to know our customers because they are we run into all the time. We see people every day that listen to us.
And you guys are men of the people.
Thank you.
You know, you really are.
Good?
You really are.
Okay.
I've got the hoi polloi.
When are we going to do our annual lunch?
Whenever you got the money.
Yeah, that's right. Whenever it's Don's annual free lunch.
Yeah, Steve is a man of the people until the bill arrives.
Yeah, exactly. Then he's got the what do they call it, alligator arms.
No, it's all man.
Oops, I can't reach the check.
Every man for himself is what it is.
Yeah.
I've got a note here that today's Don Grant's birthday.
It is. How'd you know that?
I don't know.
That's pretty sweet.
He wasn't going to mention it.
I wasn't. Well, I forgot, quite frankly. Thanks for reminding me. I'm older.
So doggone modest, he wasn't going to mention it.
It is my birthday, and you know what also? 17th anniversary on the 4th of April of me doing Money Trackers here.
The 8th
17
of April
years.
17. Do you believe it's been 17 years? 2004.
And how did that slip by? Because
I didn't say anything, but it's April 4th is when I got that first letter from Citigroup approving my scripts. So
I can't believe
it.
17 years.
2004.
I got to tell you,
yeah.
You haven't aged a bit. I mean, do you think he's aged at all?
This is radio. He has not changed a bit.
In radio,
changed.
You don't change a bit.
No, you just.
As I come limping in this place.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Don.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Yeah, happy birthday,
Don. I'm going to spend some daughter time.
Oh, so, Donnerstown. Yeah, you are, aren't you?
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. I will have a good time. And thank you. Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you.
6:55 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. All the news at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock this morning with Steve and Ted. At a fourth night of unrest over police shooting in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. That story and more news on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.